Welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris, and this is show number 155. Yes, we are getting up there in those triple digits there. It's awesome, fantastic, and wonderful. So hopefully you guys like that opening track there. I know it was quite an opener for me. They are Imperial Ashes, and they are from Toronto, Ontario. And the track is A Toxic Life. And what was written to me about this track was an urgent call to action to address injustices and atrocities that have plagued Indigenous communities for a century. Toronto, Ontario-based band Imperial Ashes dive into new lyrical depths to shine a blinding light on neocolonialism, In this, their new song, A Toxic Life, available now. Continuing to craft the soundscape that is fresh yet familiar, it's their fourth single released under the guided stewardship of multi-Grammy winning producer David Bottrell, who works with Muse, Rush, and Tool, which is pretty awesome on a resume. An accomplished music engineer mixer, Michael Phelps, who works with Stone Sour, Between the Buried, and Me. It's pretty awesome. I love getting stuff from these people. This was submitted to me from Eric Elper as well, so you know where it's coming from. Eric sends me all kinds of amazing stuff. Okay, back to what they were saying. A Toxic Life is inspired by the personal journey of the band's lead vocalist, Raina Elizabeth. She chose to re-examine Canadian history after Dr. Ian Mosby published his works about government-sanctioned research conducted forcefully on starving Indigenous children. He showed that First Nations people were being used by the Canadian government as unwitting subjects in experiments so that scientists and bureaucrats could gain knowledge about malnutrition to further their political and professional interests. The research would not only change her settler perspective on her homeland forever, but also her tie-ins with the band's overall theme of highlighting injustices. Armed with raw instrumental talent and stellar production value, Imperial Ashes have taken the stereotypical trappings of hard rock metal bands and burned them to the ground. Along with the band's signature sound, Raina's visceral lyrics pull no punches in calling out government hypocrisies and spotlighting the genocidal atrocities that have continued to occur across Canada. Yep. Awesome music. Lots of great information there. Love it. Totally support this band, and I'm hoping that Eric will send me more of their stuff as it gets released, because it is awesome. Right. Now, I'm going to do something out of order from what I normally do, because, well, what the heck, I'm feeling like doing some different stuff today. So, while we're here, at the very beginning of the show, and I'm a little talky-talky, Jack from Wander Radio, who also helps host our main show, sent me a whole bunch of feedback about last week's show. Yep. So if you haven't listened to last week's show, warning, the next couple minutes are spoilers. You may want to skip forward. So he says, last week, track one, Red Pharaoh and Dax Danon. No tears. This one had a slow start, but it grew on me by the time it ended. Track two, Carpet of Horses, Honeybee. This is almost too mellow. Bumper, Marvelous Bohunks. Chris, are you dreaming again? No, but the band is quite fantastic. They're from Oshawa, Ontario. Yeah, that's right, the Shawa. Track 3, Rebel Priest, Vulgar Romance. Good track, had me headbanging at my desk. And then he sends me a reminder that the challenge is over for the genre Whiplash. We just need to declare a winner. Jack, I don't plan on playing Whiplashes on my show. I just play the tracks in the order I get them sometimes. Sometimes it's a Whiplash. Sometimes you get great kicking tracks at the beginning and the end of the show. All good in my books, right? Then Matt Morrison, Tailgate Patio. Does Telegram have a spoiler function? He did not want to ruin that track for Amy or Lainey, should they not have listened yet. So hopefully he'll tell us what he thinks of that later. Track 6, Vanessa Leo. Lau? I'm not sure how you pronounce that, Vanessa, and I'm really sorry if I got it wrong. The Way I Feel. The track is definitely a finisher. Yep, I definitely had a good track for the end of the show last week. And with that in mind, we're going to jump into some more fantastic Canadian music.
Drown the water, saw the ground. Hi, this is Daniel Casavant, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I'm not the only one.
Okay, so before I start talking about the bands I just played, just got to say this. Jack, that was not an intentional genre whiplash, okay? Is just the order the tracks came in on. Yeah, totally. So, what we had first up there, so track number two today, was Daryl Kissick, and he is a songwriter from Regina, Saskatchewan. And he says, when I'm not recording my own music, I play with the group Fox Warren and friends Andy Schaff, Dallas Bryson, Colin Niels, and Avery Kissick. Today I'm getting in to share Just a Dream with you, the debut single from My Sunshine, the forthcoming record out on October 8th. So, when you guys are hearing this, it'll have just been released. I'm getting it in on the day I'm recording, which I believe I'm recording on the 5th? No, I'm recording on the 6th. But as a treat, this will come out to Patreon members today, so they'll actually getting a preview of this track. Everybody else will be getting it just after its release. So hopefully you guys like that track. Direct submits are always fantastic. Don't get nearly enough of them. The next track I played was The Black Fever and their track Nowhere, which was amazingly also a direct submission. And they write in, hey Chris, ever get that feeling that we've been cheated? Like the promises we were sold in our youth were just a smokescreen we've been driving towards until we wound up nowhere? Our new single Nowhere tries to tap into these existential feelings of angst felt by our current generation. Nowhere is out now, and you can hear it on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Spotify, and Apple Music. So, great stuff, right? So if you guys want to hear more of the great music that we've been playing, you can always wander over to Spotify, where Insomnia Radio has an account, where we keep a playlist of all the bands that we've played that have tracks on Spotify that we have played on the show. There's probably over 100 tracks in the list now, and it's no doubt going to keep your ears busy for quite some time. So feel free to wander over there and follow us and or, you know, grab the playlist, listen to it. You can usually get the last 10 episodes of the show over on Spotify as well. Mm-hmm. You can also find the show over on Apple Music. And I know it's on CastBox, which is a podcasting app. I'm pretty sure most podcatchers will grab it through the feed that we put out, which is fantastic. But you can also listen to the show over at the website, where you can either download it to your computer or your MP3 player, wherever you want, or you can stream it right from the webpage. Now, unfortunately, some of these links are broken if you are on a mobile view. We do know this. We are aware. We're unfortunately very, very archaically slowly moving towards updating the theme and making all the links beautiful, wonderful, and working again. Right? Awesome stuff. So, where to next? Let's finish talking about our social medias because, well, we're talking right now, so why not? So, would love to see you guys follow us over on all our social medias. If you're on Facebook, you can just search for us. We're there, easy to find. Just look for Insomnia Radio Canada. Yep, that easy. You on Instagram, you want to come follow us there, learn about some of the bands we're playing, get in touch with some of the bands we're playing, because, you know, we take them every week when we do our shows. Great stuff. Insomnia_radio_Canada_podcast. Yep, that's where you can find us. Stupid long, I know. I'm sorry. All the short stuff was taken. And of course, you can find us over on Twitter, where we do try to post, but not nearly enough. And that would be @IR_Canada. Mm-hmm. So now, let's get back to some more fantastic music. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up? This is
Good Shot Scott
Dick
Ajay from Two Crown King, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
To say that I have moved those tracks around from the order they came in because it just made so much more sense to put them in that order. Mm-hmm. Definitely did. So first up there, a release from Asher Media. Thank you, John, for sending this my way. This is a band from Toronto, Ontario, and they are known as White Cowbell Oklahoma, and the track we played was Take Me Down to Mexico. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. This group was established back in 1999 and has remained a behemoth of over-the-top rock and roll for over two decades, featuring Nebulous Syndicate, a low-life participants, and a show often compared to Kiss meets the Allman Brothers meets Frank Zappa meets the Tubes. The band has toured Europe and North America countless times while completely disregarding musical trends, political correctness, and common decency. So, there you go. Always good to get some fun stuff in. Then we had a direct submission. The track was called Easy, and it came in from a band called Elevator. E-L-L-E-V-A-T-O-R. Yep, Elevator. So, what I get from them was, our new single Easy is about the good and evil things we are raised to believe. I was held captive by an ideology that severely limited my life and my perspectives on the world around me. It's a process I'm still in the middle of, the work of extraction. I was raised in the world of charismatic Christianity, an offshoot of the Pentecostalism. God was magic and prophetic ecstasies happened every Sunday. As a child, I spoke in tongues and prayed until my body swayed with a gentle force like a wind knocking me backwards. A deep abiding love in the natural world took hold of me. I witnessed firsthand the power of music and how it could uplift, ensnare, and console and inspire. You can stream Easy on your preferred platform. There's also an official music video over on YouTube. They continue saying, when I was 17, I moved to the other side of the world and joined what was mostly accurately described as a cult. I prayed for strangers I met in parking lots. I shut my eyes and read the dappled light between my lashes like tea leaves that could divine the future. Vulnerability was a badge that in a community, so I learned to overshare. Teachings were given in language of freedom, while the stiff hand of purity reduced my body to a shameful temptation. Growing up like that gave me a love of music, a nose for bullshit, and a lot to unravel. This is the first song we're sharing from our debut album. Thank you for listening. And now we come to my favorite and least favorite part of the show. I am leaving you with a bop today as we close out the show. Spotify folks should be getting this very, or Spotify folks, Patreon folks will be getting this very shortly. Everybody else will get it on Sunday. So hopefully when this releases on Sunday, you guys are all having a very fantastic Thanksgiving weekend up here in Canada. That's right, folks. We do Thanksgiving early October. Remember to be thankful for something and reflect on all the horrible things that, you know, happened to give us Thanksgiving. It's a good time for reflection. Be thankful for your family. Be thankful for the food on the table. That's a good thing to do. Yeah. That's a deep topic that could keep us talking for hours. So, music. Yes. Another Toronto musician. This one's coming in from Eric Elber again. This is Toronto dancehall and R&B artist Omega Mighty and her new single Dance with Wine Masta. There's also a video for this out, so you can definitely go check that out. So, written in the email to me, says, contagious and hard-hitting dancehall track, new single, Wine Masta, available now, inspired by the talented and boundary-defying Toronto-based dancehall and R&B artist Omega Mighty, who is of Jamaican and Bahajan heritage. With plenty of electronic strings, deep punching bass, and an infectious melody, Wine Masta is sure to get audiences on their feet and feeling good. This delicious, fantastic new single was conceptualized after Omega Mighty found herself drawn to creating a song that would promote confidence and sensuality. With the idea fresh in her mind, Omega Mighty recalls that she really wanted to push the boundaries with the beauty looks. As a beauty professional, she continues, I always want to incorporate clean, beautiful elements with non-traditional elements. That crossover has come together in more ways than one. Wine Masta is poised to work with beauty supplier Coral Beauty, and the next few weeks, shoppers and fans will have the opportunity to both save while shopping and win by participating in a Wine Masta dance challenge. An eclectic female singer, songwriter, performer, performance artist poised on greatness, Omega Mighty's distinct lower register in which she sings gives her a unique edge. Coupled with her raw edge, fashion sense, Omega Mighty is sure to give you something to think about long after you're done listening to Wine Masta. So, hope you guys enjoy this last track. Hope it's a bop that gets you dancing and makes your day a little happier. And, as always, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next show. Ciao!
From Canada, light up the fire with the flame, na na na. Bad girl, touch the road, up and na. From me, body low, cold, shit, nice. I took the kitty with the nails twice. From me, sit down, pan it, make me feel nice. Me little and cute body. Shit nice.
The lock in my key, I won't make it easy. I'm your sweet cherry lady, but I won't pretend that I'm willing to be.
Guys, put your hands up over your head, make them see you right now. Front and center, baby, no one can take it from you. We'll be right back.
from Canada. Light up the fire with the flame, na na na. Bad girl, touch the road, up and up. From me, body low, cold, shit, nice. I took the kitty with the nails twice. From me, sit down, pan it, make me clear nice. Me little and cute body, shit, nice.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.